USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the foundation of the United States depends on rule of law. The Attorney General also telling reporters that justice will be served in the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who died in police custody. Barr saying they have evidence as to who's behind the rioting and looting going on all across the United States.
We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity. And we are also seeing foreign actors playing all sides to exacerbate the violence.
Also this hour in Minneapolis and Brooklyn, a memorial service is being held to commemorate the life of George Floyd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Google is facing a proposed class action lawsuit that accuses the tech giant of invading people's privacy and tracking internet use even when browsers are set to private mode. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has more.
The suit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, alleges that Google violates wiretapping and privacy laws by continuing to intercept, track, and collect communications even when people use private or incognito mode. The lawsuit seeks at least $5 billion from Google and its parent company, Alphabet. The complaint says the proposed class may include millions of Google users and is looking for damages of at least $5,000 for each individual. Google said it disputes the claims and plans to defend itself vigorously against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Walmart is pulling firearms from sales floors and putting them in secure places as looting and rioting continues over George Floyd's death. The company says firearms will still be available for sale in those stores. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Prince Charles is empathizing with those who have lost loved ones from COVID-19 after getting sick from the virus himself.
I can so understand what other people have gone through, and I feel particularly for those, for instance, who've lost their loved ones but were unable to be with them at the time. That's, to me, the most ghastly thing.
Charles says he's lucky his sickness was a lighter case than what some people have experienced. He also says he is more determined now than ever to address the issues and solve problems surrounding the virus. Police in Texas are praising a man who notified them of what he found in an auctioned-off car. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Webb County Sheriff's Department says the Laredo man purchased a car from an auction and discovered a secret compartment in the vehicle a short time later. The man called police saying he found 17 bundles of cocaine inside that compartment. Then responding officers with the use of police dogs found 17 more bundles in another hidden space in the vehicle. Investigators say the drugs were collectively worth over $850,000, weighing at least 75 pounds in total. There was at last check no information on who the previous owner of the vehicle was.
For more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.